GOP pushes Obamacare repeal vote.
Even though it is going to fail.
Second, Trump-Putin meeting.
A lengthy chat after dinner.
New detail in fatal police encounter.
Startled by a loud sound seconds before the shooting.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump meets with Senate Republicans today in the aftermath of failed efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest from Capitol Hill.
President Trump blamed Democrats and a few Republicans for his party's inability to find consensus.
I'm ready to vote to repeal.
Moderate Republicans quickly pumped the brakes.
I believe it would cause the insurance markets to go into turmoil.
A bipartisan group of governors pleaded with the Senate to reject efforts to repeal without a replacement, saying this could leave millions of Americans without coverage. Senate Democrats said the only option left was to negotiate with them.
They thought they could do it on their own. Now it's clear they can't. And the door is open again.
But Republicans have been promising repeal for 7 years. They'll take one last vote in the coming days, forcing those moderates to put their no votes on the record.
A House committee holds a budget hearing today, key step on the path ahead for the GOP effort to cut spending and overhaul the tax code. President Trump attacks the media as sick in the reporting of a discussion he had with Vladimir Putin that had not previously been disclosed by the White House. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
And it's the lack of disclosure of what's reported to be an hour-long chat that rockets this story into the news. Late yesterday, the White House acknowledged that at a dinner for G20 leaders on July 7th, that's the same day he sat with Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours, the president again engaged the Russian leader. Aides describe it as a brief conversation at the end of a dinner. Mr. Trump had no staff with him and relied on the Russian translator to converse with Putin because the American translator he had didn't speak Russian. There's been no official account of what they talked about in Germany that night. Reporters who were kept outside the dinner noticed the two leaders lingered and were last to leave. The White House says the suggestion it tried to hide all this is false, malicious, and absurd. On Twitter, reacting to the press's interest in this second conversation, Mr. Trump laments that a dinner has been made to look sinister. He calls the reporting of it dishonest. Steve?
The White House commission formed to look into President Trump's allegations of voter fraud in the election where he lost the popular vote meets for the first time today. CBS's Steve Dorsey says the panel has already faced resistance.
A growing number of states and Washington, D.C. have refused to work with the commission and hand over sensitive voter information, including names, home addresses, dates of birth, and partial Social Security numbers. The president tweeted earlier this month asking what those states are trying to hide. At least three advocacy groups have asked courts for a restraining order against the request.
And critics believe the commission could be used in a voter suppression effort. Minneapolis police say they will release a transcript of Justine DeMond's 911 call to police. She was shot to death by an officer while in her pajamas after they responded to her call about a possible assault last weekend. The cop, Mohammed Noor, has refused to be interviewed. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges.
I wish that he would make a statement, is what I want to say. We can't compel him by law, but I wish that he would make that statement.
But CBS's Jamie Yucas says Noor's partner has been talking.
Officer Matthew Harity told investigators they were startled by a loud bang. Immediately after, Damon approached the driver's side of the cruiser. Officer Noor shot Damon from the front passenger seat.
Both officers are on paid administrative leave. Thousands have fled their homes. Eight buildings have already been destroyed by a growing wildfire in the California mountains outside of Yosemite National Park. Scott McLean is a state fire official who says dense vegetation is fueling the fire.
It's west of Yosemite, down off of what we call Highway 49, which is kind of the base, heading towards a community called Mariposa, which has been evacuated.
In the Miami area, a 10-year-old boy died from an overdose, and authorities are trying to determine how and where Alton Banks came into contact with fentanyl mixed with heroin. Exposure to tiny amounts can be deadly. The fifth grader died after a visit to a local pool.
We believe it happened somewhere outside. It could have been sidewalk, the grass, somewhere near the pool, on a lounger. We just don't know enough about it at this point.
The state attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle says they don't believe the boy got the opioid at home. 2 years after young Zion Harvey underwent the first double hand transplant on a child, doctors are calling it a success. Zion, now 10, says it's great.
Instead of having no hands. I have two hands.
Zion lost his hands and feet at two after an infection. Dr. Scott Levin says the Baltimore boy's recovery has been amazing.
The hand part of the brain at the age of two went to sleep. And then all of a sudden at the age of eight, we give Zion's new hands. We've seen these areas of the brain that were quiet come to life again and grow.
75 years ago, a Swiss couple vanished in the Alps. Now members of their family finally have some answers. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
In 1942, Marcelin and Francine de Moulin set off on foot to check on their cows in high summer pastures. They never returned. Their seven children ended up in foster care, but never gave up searching for their parents. Then, last week, a ski lift worker spotted two bodies clad in 1940s clothing emerging from the ice of a retreating glacier. One of the couple's two surviving daughters says at last her parents will have a funeral, and at last she can feel at peace. Steve?
There's a new top streamed song of all time.
Despacito.
Despacito by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee has more than 4.6 billion plays across all platforms, topping Justin Bieber's hit Sorry, released 2 years ago. With his poll numbers at all-time lows in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie went to New York City last night, and if he wanted to stay out of the spotlight, he failed when he caught a foul pop at the New York Mets game.
And a souvenir for Chris Christie. Are you kidding me?
How about that?
The St. Louis Cardinals broadcast team on Fox described it, and as they did...
Boy, are you hot, I'll tell you.
Fans at Citi Field began showering Christie with booze. The governor gave the ball to a kid. A study on grades might make for some good summer reading for students and teachers alike.
A averages have climbed dramatically over the past 20 years. At the same time, SAT scores are trending the other way. University of Georgia researchers conclude that high school grades are being inflated, which means that many students are not ready for college. The notion that A grades might not be an accurate reflection of student achievement appears to be validated in other studies, which show that high school students generally are finding the transition to college difficult. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
We first reported on the exploits of Doris Payne 7 years ago. She's a notorious and unrepenting jewel thief who was the subject of a documentary. Now 86 years old, Doris Payne is charged with stealing $86 worth of merchandise at a Walmart outside Atlanta. She was booked while wearing an electronic ankle monitor, part of her probation, in a necklace theft last year. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.